What is a QR code? A QR code is a quick, rapid piece of information that can be printed on any document, and if you have an app from a smartphone, you can scan it in and it will tell you a lot of information about the item that you're trying to portray. So for example, you could scan in and get information about a website, a YouTube link. If you write a piece of text, you can scan it in, it'll tell you a lot about the piece of text. If you have a Dropbox, it will link you to a Dropbox. If you have photographs, you can pick up a photograph link on the QR code. So it has endless possibilities. It originated originally in Japan, and they use it to track car parts and car and vehicle parts. And nowadays, we're looking at it more in education. And how could you use it in education? Well, for example, you could give, if you're a maths teacher, you could give a maths test, and if you decided to write out the solutions to the paper, you can add it in as a QR code, and you can attach it to their paper, and they can go home and they can scan in the code and they can have a look at the solution. If you, for example, are a science teacher, you can put QR codes on, say, models, say, for example, a skeleton that you might be having a look at. And if you had a QR code on a bone, you could link it to a YouTube video that when the student actually looks at the QR code or scans it in, it'll bring them directly to that YouTube link. If you are an English teacher, you could get a student to do a podcast on a bibliography, a review, and basically then you can get the code from that and you can get them to produce their own codes. So if, for example, you're a geography teacher, you can get a GPS reading from a location, for example, on Google Maps, and you can link it back and you can produce a QR code. So it's endless as what you can do with it. It has loads of possibilities. So I think QR codes are a really good and handy tool in the classroom.